For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith with this week's Corrupt Cop Stories for the Drug Truth Network. This week we're going to Tucson, Arizona, where 22 former and current soldiers and law enforcement personnel have so far pled guilty to conspiracy charges in an FBI sting, where agents posed as coke traffickers and paid them off to let loads of coke get through. According to prosecutors, while many of those who pled guilty were lured into protecting drug shipments during the sting, at least nine of them had also been engaged in real drug trafficking using official uniforms and vehicles to get past Border Patrol checkpoints with at least a half ton of coke. Among those pleading guilty so far are a former INS inspector, a former Army sergeant, a former federal prison guard, five current and former members of the Arizona Air National Guard, five former and current members of the State Corrections Department, and a police officer from Nogales. 16 people pled guilty on May 12th when the Justice Department announced the big bust, but there have been more pleas since then, six more, and prosecutors promise more to come. As always, there are more cop stories out there this week. Check them out online at Drug War Chronicle at stopthedrugwar.org.
It's time to play Name That Drug by its side effects. Patients, their families, and caregivers are encouraged to be on the alert for the emergence of anxiety, agitation, panic attacks, insomnia, irritability, hostility, aggressiveness, impulsivity, psychomotor restlessness, hypomania, mania, and other unusual changes in behavior, worsening of depression, and suicidal ideation. Time's up. The answer, Remeron Saltab for depression, another FDA-approved product.
The drug czar claims that reformers have misled the public into believing that the nation's prisons are full of marijuana offenders. Horse hockey. Let's flag down a cab and head to Real Street for a minute. Reformers have always argued that wasted police and court time is the biggest impact to the criminal justice system from the marijuana laws. Most of the more than 700,000 marijuana arrests in the United States each year are for simple possession. And besides, pot doesn't appear by magic. To possess it, one either grows it or gets it from a supplier. More than 8,600 people are in state prisons in the U.S. for simple marijuana possession, as far as we know. The federal data for that estimate was gathered back in 1997. Most possession offenders get sentenced to local jails, which are counted separately, or they're forced into drug treatment, put on simple probation, or fined, at least at first. The czar's desperation as he defends the indefensible is tragic. These are the throes of a bureaucrat fighting for his agency's survival. The question is, which will go first, the man or the office? Only time will tell. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
The late Timothy Leary.
Drop out, turn on, then come back and tune it in.
Please visit DrugTruth.net. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.